Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on some quick news. We're going to talk about the Twitch leak. I know I'm a little late, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about Rambu, Valkyrie, Jacksepticeye, Sykuno, and more, all playing together.
I messaged Sykuno, was like, do you know Rambu? I saw him playing Mario Party by himself. Maybe we should ask him to play Mario Party sometime. And Sykuno was like, okay. And so I messaged him and I said, hey, if you ever want to play Mario Party with Sykuno and I, you're more than welcome to. I saw you playing by yourself. And he actually, I was so surprised he said yes, and he was so excited. He was so excited to play.
So I think we are actually going to start with Rambu Valkyrie. Sykuno and more playing together. This is not much of news, but just something that's kind of cool. So we have, you know, Rambu, Sykuno, Valkyrie, Jacksepticeye, all very prevalent creators in their own right. But, you know, the only people that would probably really get together and play normally outside in that group is, like, Valkyrie and Sykuno. Other than that, you don't get, like, a lot of cross. There was the Among Us time and the Rust time where Valkyrie, Sykuno, and Jacksepticeye also used to play together a lot. But we haven't really seen that recently. So, let's move it back to now. I believe it was Monday what happened is Valkyrie put out a tweet, and it turned out that Sykuno, Rambu, Valkyrie, and Jacksepticeye were all going to play. I think they were going to go play Mario Party together. There ended up being some technical difficulties, so they played Tricky Towers. But this was just a really fun event, because I've covered all these creators on the podcast before. You had all these creators from different spheres just all playing together, which was really cool. Because when you kind of get, like, these giants kind of colliding in different... even though, yes, they're in the same industry, but it feels like they're so separated because of the different content that they make sometimes. Like, I really never imagined Valkyrie and Rambu kind of talking. And I know that's weird because, yeah... Rambu was in, you know, that Dream SMP group, and Valkyrie has interacted with the Dream SMP group multiple times before. It's not like that was unheard of. But I don't really just imagine them interacting. So it was definitely interesting to see this kind of playthrough. They ended up playing Tricky Towers, so they all played together. And it was an interesting dynamic. I mean, Jack, I think, which is really cool, I mean, part of the point is that he's been there for a long time, so he doesn't have a lot of fear. But Jack kind of has, like, no fear, really, who he's playing with. I mean, he's already played with the most subscribed person on YouTube a few times, that being PewDiePie, the most subscribed creator. So you can't really get more scared than that. So he definitely goes into it without any fear, which is really cool to have, because it brings people together when you have someone acting naturally like that. Ray is usually pretty good. I think the technical difficulties definitely sucked, because you never want to feel like you are holding people up. But she did do a great job in kind of, you know, facilitating good relations between everybody and doing a good job of keeping, like, kind of that calm presence there, but a presence that was also still enthusiastic. Sykuno's funny. Sykuno has definitely gotten a lot better at interacting with new people, but there was one really funny point where Rambu kind of called him out on his shit, where he was like, dude, Sykuno was like, oh, I'm so bad at this, I'm so bad, oh, I'm screwed, as, like, Sykuno does in Sykuno fashion, and then he would win the whole Tricky Towers game, and you'd be like, really? So, Rambu eventually started to mention it, and, like, with people who don't usually play with Sykuno, they don't know this happens. And, so that was definitely interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's looking real bad for me, guys. I'm in trouble, I think.
I swear, if I look over and you're higher than everyone else, I'm going to forgive you.
Every time he says he's doing bad, he's doing well. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's looking bad. I don't know if I'm going to make
it. Is it now? Is it looking is
not
it
as
looking
bad as this, but, like, pretty bad.
Oh, what's that supposed to be?
Continuing, they also got together later in the week, which is, I think, either yesterday or a few nights ago, and they played Gang Beasts. And that was, I think it was a group that consisted of for a second it was like Corpse, Carl, Tubbo, Rambu, who else? Ray, Foosley, Hassan. It was definitely like a really interesting, very group that was fun to see. Because again, you have all these creators that, tend to be in this, you know, higher tier of gaming and, you know, viewership on the platform. But yeah, they're all playing together. And again, it's like worlds colliding. It reminded me of the Among Us days when you kind of had, you know, these creators just that you would never expect getting together and doing all this. So yeah, it was definitely super impressive to see that. And super fun to see that. I think I would love to see more content like that again, but I just thought I would say it as news because it was super funny and like fun. And I want to see more creators get together and maybe branch out from the groups in that sense, in that sort of light. Because it's always fun and it's enjoyable. And I just really hope you get to see more of that in the coming days, in the coming months, you know, whatever. I want these creators to kind of mix and mingle because obviously, yeah, it's fun to play with your friend group. Everybody knows that. But there are those days where you can see your favorite creators meet and have fun together and interact. And sometimes maybe it's not exactly what you want. But other times, it's actually really, really fun. So, I want to see more of that. But now, we're going to kind of get to the main beef of things, which is the Twitch leak. So, if you don't know about the Twitch leak, the gist of what happened was, basically, I don't know how to say this, but Twitch's whole site leaked. Yeah, their whole site leaked. Which means that they had information on future projects, passwords, so a lot of streamers had to change the password, and the most notable thing they had, at least to, you know, the public, was they had the earnings of people. So people knew, only through subs, how much Twitch paid out certain streamers from, like, 2019 and 2021. And it's a lot. Now, some people got outraged. Which, I mean, yeah. Twitch streamers make a lot of money. And in some people's minds, that shouldn't be the case. So basically, they're kind of revolting against it, saying this is unfair. But the people are paying it. A lot of Twitch, you know, the argument from the Twitch streamer's side was a lot of people had their number, you know, visible. And they could see, you know, how much, you know, subscribers they had. So when people subscribe to someone, it's not like they couldn't do simple math and, like, multiply maybe, like, 3.5 or 5 times the number of subscribers. They could have easily, you know, simply just not done that. Just not subscribe. But they made the choice to. So it was the people's fault, not the streamers. And one thing is, these numbers are insane, but I don't know if I'm going to want to spur, I'm not trying to spur more outrage here, but they earn a lot more than this because of sponsorships and actual donations, like through PayPal and stuff like that, and YouTube videos. They earn a lot more than this, so that's interesting knowing that. But, you know, I thought it would be fun to just, one, then we'll talk about how the reactions of the Twitch streamers more after this. But, like, one of the funny things they did, actually, I'll talk about it now. Before, you know, right after this all came out, that I experienced the day after, they all kind of sort of started addressing each other by their numbers, which was super funny, because they'd be like, okay, number 6 here, come on in. And then on Twitter, you'd be like, oh, you're in the thousands? I don't care about you. And it was just funny stuff like that. And they took it pretty in stride, and they made actually content out of it, so kind of respect to them. So I do have this main list in front of me, where I can see all the earnings, but I also have a separate list of which is per month, so that's a bit more interesting. But first we'll do the overall earnings. I think it would be fun, we'll go through the top 10, and maybe we'll search some people we've done on the podcast. So top 10, number 1 is Critical Role. Critical Role is a D&D kind of like voice actor podcast, which is a very famous, and they made $9,626,000 from August of 2019 to October of 2021. So yes, that is a lot of money, but it's a D&D podcast that made clear what's going into it. That's not an individual. Next, XQC, that is an individual. He has made $8,454,000 in this 2 years, which is absolutely insane. But again, he's one of the most watched streamers on Twitch. I mean, you don't expect much less. Summit, has made $5 million, big drop off there. $5,847,000. Then goes Tfue with around $5 million. Nick Merckx, $5 million. Ludwig, $3 million. He's up there because of the whole subathon. And I did think he actually donated a fair amount of that. Tim the Tap Man, now on YouTube, but $3 million. Altuar, $3 million. Or on Play, $3 million. Lyric, around $3 million. And that's the top 10. On Dr. Disrespect, who is now banned, was at $2,863,000. So now imagine if he stayed. His number would be huge, guys. That would be absolutely crazy. But now I think it would be fun to go through and maybe do some people we've recently done the podcast. So we did have Ludwig up there at $3 million because of the telethon. But now, for example, let's do Puns. Puns has made $389,000 and is at rank 388. So yeah, again, pretty impressive. He's done a pretty good job. He's doing a great thing. And I mean, I don't think, again, you can blame any of these creators for this, because it's the people paying them. The people could easily choose not to, but they are. So if we continue going down the line, maybe we'll throw in a Rhett. $247,000. Fundy, one of the more popular, but only $228,000 in those 2 years. I'm saying only $228,000, which is absolutely insane. His YouTube channel, I think, does probably more money than his Twitch. But Tommy Innit, I can actually scroll to see this one. He rests at a nice 40 at $1,500,000, which is actually less than you think. You think it'd be higher up with the viewership that he gets, but still an insane amount of money. I scrolled past Sykuno, who's almost at $2 million, which, you know, it definitely covered his water bill. Let's be honest here. I think his water bill is paid for. I'm pretty sure he's doing all right. But, you know, I want to go through some interesting one. One of the interesting ones, as we talked about him earlier today, is Ranbu. So I want to tell you guys something. Ranbu started his Twitch channel, I think it says it here, on September 11th. Oh, okay, Ranbu, I don't know why you started on 9/11, 2020. So he started on that day. I want you to keep that in mind. So basically, this is pretty much 1 year of streaming. 1 year. And I think he did partly a charity stream, but 1 year of streaming. Ranbu is number 16, and he has $2,400,000 earned. That is insane, dude. Absolutely crazy. Crazy that he made that much money. Honestly, dude, it's wild. The fact that he made that much money in a year, insane for just starting. No following before this. No following whatsoever. Created, I know, I really talked about it enthusiastically when I first did my episode. And created his channel and all of that. Made $2,400,000. Dude, hats off to him. That is absolutely insane, dude. Insane. That's crazy. But damn, that is impressive. So impressive. Let's keep going through. I think an interesting one would be Toast, because we talk about Toast a lot, but he no longer streams on Twitch. Toast is at $109,000. So, definitely a lot of money. When did he switch? Let's find that out. Toast. This is current reporting right now as we look it up. But no, it's insane. I think Schlatt also, he made like $125,000 and he hasn't streamed in like 2 years. So, that's pretty crazy. But Toast has streamed occasionally. I think that he did it maybe around 2019. So yeah, he doesn't stream a lot. He switched around that time and he has made $109,000. But Schlatt as well. Jay Schlatt, controversial figure. But he hasn't streamed in, I think, 2 years, and he made $127,000, which, dude, that's crazy. I don't even know how that's possible. But yeah, that's a lot of money for not streaming at all. We get through Rambu. Let's see a nice look at Tubbo. Tubbo at an 81 with almost a cool million perfectly. That's pretty impressive. A 78,000 for Tubbo Live. I'm pretty sure I heard on another podcast that Carl and Sabnap were right next to each other. If you want to go recent, Carl at 515,000, which I only started streaming recently. And Sapnap at 516,000. So yeah, really close to each other. I think the cool thing, I think they were like one number apart. I think the cool thing about all of this is, the interesting thing at least, is a lot of these Minecraft streamers do not grind every day. Like XQC, he's streaming about every day, man. Like every day. So it's understandable that he's at that number he is for being the best on Twitch. Because even though he may not pull as much viewership as some of the other guys, he's streaming every day, so eventually he gets the subs. But with people like Sapnap and Carl making 500,000 for not really being that relevant, or relevant in that scale for only about a year, is pretty impressive, dude. So that's really interesting to think about, the power they have if they were able to somehow rig it up. And now this would obviously bring down from the quality. But if they were able to rig it to the fact that they had events like every 2 days or day, they would be making so much money. Now, there's also someone else I want to look up before, you know, we stop this. And I want to look up Michael Reeves, because I did watch Michael Reeves when he did Minecraft streams, and it looked like he got a lot of subs. But Michael has streamed far in between, like few and far in between. He doesn't stream that often. So I'm really interested to see his ranking. I think it's just, Michael has made $280,000 from Twitch. Dude, that's insane. I think he probably has like 10 streams max. No shot he has like more than that. I'm going to look right now. We are doing investigating again. A nice investigation podcast you are listening to. I'm like one of those murder mystery podcasts right now. So he has 1.4 million followers, but he has only streamed like past broadcasts. I can't see the past broadcasts. But I don't think it's like, maybe it's like 10 times. That's insane, dude. But now I want to see some more interesting stats, which is how much YouTubers make in a month, or streamers. So the payout for September, top XQC again was $700,000. That is absolutely wild. That is one of, you know, the most richest family, like top 1% families in America payout, like their salary made in a month from doing video games. Mizkif, 120,000. Ludwig, 114,000. Sevathon's over, but he's still kicking. Sykuno right under 113,000. So yeah, they are doing super, super well for themselves. I'll see if we have any Minecraft streamers up here, because that's what Pokimane, 38,000. I think we talked about her before. Botez Lie, 17,000. I didn't expect her to be so up there. All right, Twitch streamers, but I don't see too many more in the September 2021 payout that we know. I guess we've had a bit of like a calm down in the past few in that month for the Minecrafters, but yeah, it's crazy, dude. And I feel like we needed to just talk about that, so I'm glad I did get to get that out there. And thank you guys for, you know, one, just, you know, sticking with me as I've edited these less and less. I know it sucks, but we will get back to it. I had to do it because college stuff and all of that. But trust me, I really want to make them good. And the fact that you're still supporting these to the amazing extent you are is just absolutely incredible. And I want to thank you all, you guys, so much. We're about to get our reviews up. I'm pulling those up right now. And I'm going to thank all you guys. Thank you to Fuji Hajivijit. Jaws. I don't think that was meant to mean anything. I think it was just random characters, but I did try to read it. Thank you for the love, dude. Or a girl or whoever. But thank you. Thank you for I was back again. Almost 1 year. That's pretty sick, dude. That's amazing, you know, to the letter. Let's keep going down the line and thanking some more people. Robuxless. First of all, I want to give my deepest condolences that you have no Robux. I really hope you can get some Robux soon, because that sucks. Ideas. DanTDM, Preston Plays, iStream, 123Go, or SB737. I will definitely look into those. Thanks, dude. Thanks for the 5-star rating. That's so awesome. And four, can you add more of the voices in there? Yes, I really want to. But again, it's been super busy. I think once we get out of October, I should be able to get back to a bit more of a normal schedule. But we're going to continue down to see. I think that's it. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.